a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
How'd you do it? You've been trying for years. For years to get into this special group of people. The OGBH community notice board, but it's a community Facebook page, right? Came up last night. I keep across it. I like being community involved, right?
Yeah.
And it came up with, you know, you get your little notifications and it's just like, oh, this person and this person and six others posted in the OGBH community Facebook page. And it said, Tom Lewis. And I went, I kept scrolling and I'm like, hang on a minute. Tom Lewis posted in my OGBH community Facebook page? Pardon? You've been trying to get in for years.
You distinctly have gone and actively campaigned for me not to be allowed into this.
No, it's because Facebook it's locals
group.
Only, mate.
Yeah, all right.
It's locals only.
Get off my way.
Yeah, exactly. Only, I mean, there's 13,500 members, all locals. It's a private group.
Yeah, sure.
Private group. So then I quickly was like, hang on, and I scrolled down and I saw Tom Lewis posting about free soil.
Yes, I do have some soil to give away.
And I was like, I read it, I'm like, this guy gets a house, becomes a house guy, buys a shovel, you know, hurts his wrist shoveling and then decides I'm going to get on the OGBH community Facebook page and put my soil on there. No, it's not you. There's another Tom Lewis.
Give away my clay.
There's another Tom Lewis.
Hey, so 14,000 as of the 2016 census, 14,165 people live in OG. So it is plausible.
It is plausible.
However, unlikely that 13,500 of those who live in Ocean Grove are part of this group.
Mate, I'm telling you.
You got my hopes up then. I thought I'd not realised and I'd been accepted. I'm going to re-request. Join group. Let me answer these questions.
No,
where do you currently live? We do check profiles.
Yeah, see?
If you don't live local, tell us why you want to join this group.
And you're Lara through and through. You're not welcome.
I live in Lara, but I bloody embody the OG vibe.
Yeah.
We come and visit all the time.
Okay, what I
just
will say.
Don't tell Loggy,
no.
Because we never visit her house.
Okay, you know what? We've already got a Tom Lewis. Sorry. There's only one. There's only one Tom Lewis.
There are lots of Tom Lewis's.
Well,
some are good at golf. Some are good at other things. Well, I'm not one of them.
Okay, well, you're not invited, right? Good try.
Man, you got my hopes up. I really thought that I missed a notification. Matt, can you imagine the dance that I would have done?
Oh.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You wouldn't have heard this, Lingy. You would have still been in bed. 6:20 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Loggy brought to the table a little thing that sort of has been bubbling under the surface of the show for a good 4 years.
Yes.
Do you want to explain what you...
So I'm part of the OGBH community Facebook page.
As in Ocean Grove, Bowen Heads?
Yes. Yeah. And Tom's always like, let me go in there. I'm like, no, it's locals only.
Yeah. Get off my wave.
Locals only.
And I have applied and it was pending for the longest time and then I just forgot about it. But and they declined me. They never allowed me in. It was because I'm not a resident. However, 13,500 other people are in there and I guarantee they don't all live in OG.
They're all our locals, mate. They're all our locals.
Anyway, so it's been something that I've been trying for a good 4 years to get into this OGBH local Facebook group. And what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday I saw a Tom Lewis post and I was like, right. And so I went on there, but it was another guy getting rid of soil. Shout out to Tom Lewis from Ocean Grove.
Oh, another Tom Lewis.
Another Tom Lewis.
Wow.
So when she told me that, she started telling me, I thought I was in. I thought I'd missed a notification or something. So I jumped on my Facebook and onto the OGBH community Facebook group. And sure enough, it was nothing there. It was, would you like to join? And I thought, oh, do you know what? I'll have another crack.
Did
and
you?
So I hit join, and you got to answer some questions, and they're like, do you live here? Or if you don't live here, why should you be part of the group? And I was like, I really embody the OG vibe. And also, if you do let me in, don't tell Loggy.
Yeah. I'm doing it to annoy Loggy.
And I said we're in OG all the time, but don't tell Loggy because we never go to her house and visit her. Or if we ever do,
thank God,
we let her know 15 minutes before we're going to be there. So it's, oh, God, I've got something else on.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, about 5 minutes after that, and I've been waiting for the right moment to tell you, but about 5 minutes after that, I got a notification. Welcome to the OGBH community. Admins have approved your request to join. I'm in, baby.
Which admin?
I'm in.
Which admin?
I don't know. They I don't get told.
Does it say who?
But I tell you there were knock and dashes occurring in the Colindina area at 12:07 this morning.
There was.
And there's someone looking for someone or a company that can help with interview skills. Any suggestions?
Hey, stop it.
What else
that's
is going
private.
On?
Private.
Olivia says she's trying to contact with our... Oh, no, that's a clothing business thing. Okay. I should not just read
don't,
stuff
don't
off the internet.
Don't just read off
But I'm in, baby, I'm in. I'm going to put a post up too. Hey, no, guys, thanks for having me. If anybody wants to know the exact location of Loggy's house...
All right, Lara community, listen up, because I've got some information.
Don't let her in. No admins on Lara groups let Loggy in, because Carlia and I are in there, and we don't. It's a very exclusive group.
What do I do with a sore wrist for my shovel? What do I do?
Anthony's not around. Can somebody change this light globe for me?
I'd get angry, but it's fair and probably accurate. All right, well, I'm in, so nothing you can do about it now, buddy. Fun will ensue.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, now if you've just turned on your radio, you may be questioning everything you know about the world around you, thinking, isn't it Wednesday? It is. It's Wednesday.
Yes. We did run out of time yesterday, unfortunately, and we had a really long meeting, really, really long meeting about whether or not we could move Guess the Year from Tuesday to a Wednesday. Fortunately, we were able to do it. Tommy allowed it as the big boss man, and we're going to run it on a Wednesday.
Mm. I'm nothing if not ambivalent.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, explain that one.
Unengaged. disengaged. Or making up words. All right, here's how it works. I'm going to play a little bits of songs. We're all going to cast our minds back through the mist of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song, usually some sort of emotional teenage trauma that Loggy was experiencing.
Crying in a corner in a nightclub.
Yeah. And that'll give us a fair indication as to the year the song was released. We write it down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play.
Let's
and
do it.
Can I just say, look out, because you know my wife works in marketing. She's had for her business, her company, pens made up, of which she's given me one. So I have a fancy.
Give it a plug.
No.
Branded.
I don't want people knowing where she works.
Pen. And you think that's going to help you at this game?
It's a branded nice pen.
It is a nice pen.
So I am already sort of half a point ahead as far as I'm concerned. Just in life in general.
All right, let's play.
Question number one. Here we go. We're going to Ibiza.
Back to the island. Yeah,
is this Steps or is it Venga Boys?
Yes.
Did I know confused. Something that you didn't about music?
What? You can have that one. I reckon you can have that one. No, I always get Steps and Venga Boys confused. You know, tragedy.
Know. Yeah, that's
tragedy. Yeah, well, that's actually the PJs, but yeah, it's neither here nor there. I'm rolling your gear now, Lingy.
Look at you.
Okay, I'm going to say something. Okay, here we go. Three, two, one.
With his fancy pen.
Yeah.
The year 1999.
Oh, wow, I've gone too early. Here we go. Let's find out.
The year was 1999.
Lingy.
Well
big
done.
Venga Boys fan. Okay. 1999.
Yeah.
Love it.
The old Geelong Hotel doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
Up where the hospital
is. What
did you
do
there.
To it?
Yeah. Destroyed. Destroyed the dance floor. Destroyed the dance floor and then the toilet in that order. Here we go. Question number two. From the day my bond died, night my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till I earn them all.
this was Lyrical Headlines because I know it's Sean Paul.
Yeah.
I see. I know of the song, but I could guess anywhere in a 20-year period there.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Okay.
Right.
Hang on. Go for it.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
The year 2002.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
The year was
2003. Oh,
yeah! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's a win.
That's actually a win for you.
Yeah,
best of three.
It is.
Oh, my God.
I know. Hey, we might do this game on a Wednesday every week.
Let's just let him have it.
Yeah, we'll let him have it.
Hey, can you play the third one anyway? Can I get a clean sweep?
We don't have time.
Doesn't I want to sweep it.
Well, I mean.
No, if right. We don't have time.
No, well,
it's all
we,
right.
Do, we always have time. We always have time, but I'm not going to do it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of mates, some big news for a mate of yours yesterday.
Yes, Tommy. The ARIA Hall of Fame, they've announced that the band Jet are going to be inducted into that Hall of Fame at their awards night on the 15th of November. Jet, we know, huge Australian band, Get Born, their massive album went right across, I think 9 times platinum, which is crazy. One of their members is from right here in Geelong High School boy, and more importantly, Log, a big Cats fan. And a mate of mine, Mark Wilson, the bass guitarist for Jet, is with us. Congratulations, Mark. Great news.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's good.
Well, I thought Cameron was going to say, and a massive Cameron Ling fan. Is that how you both became friends?
Honestly, I'm in my studio right now, and I have a big picture, a big cardboard cutout of Gary Hocking in the corner.
Yeah.
I have a poster which I can unroll, which is a picture of Cameron Ling, which is not on the wall, unfortunately, Cameron.
There's a good reason.
Was it a private one that he sent you out of his own collection?
Yeah, yeah.
Or?
He just got one of his personal photos enlarged and shot it over to me.
Yeah, nice.
He denies everything. Mate, so you guys are getting back out there and doing some shows. Is that because there's not a heap else going on for you in September? Is that...
exactly, yeah. we preempted we call it a lean year, just a rest. It's a lot.
Good to get back out there.
We actually start tonight. We're doing a warm up show at a venue quite close to my house in Fitzroy that I've always wanted to play at, and we had an opportunity to do a warm up show for family and friends, and we sold a bunch of the tickets and then kept a bunch for family and friends, and I get to walk to work tonight. It's quite nice. So we're playing at the Nightcat in Fitzroy tonight.
Love the Nightcat. What a venue.
Yeah. Just to get warmed up for our big show at the Forum on Friday night.
Yeah. And the cool thing is about this 20th anniversary tour is that you're going to play Get Born in full. I love it when bands do this because the memories attached to this album are just, it takes you straight back. Do you feel that when you're playing it too, you're getting a bit nostalgic?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you sequence an album, which is, the process of putting it in the order, obviously you know what sequence means, but you actually think about, there's a reason for why you put every song in a certain spot, and that's how it reacts to the song before and how it reacts to the song after. And also when you're used to listening to it as an album, it feels right, the next song coming in. Like, it's you kind of the anticipation of kind of knowing what you're going to hear next is almost as good as not knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I actually went and saw a band, one of my favourite bands, about 3 weeks ago, playing a 20th anniversary tour of one of their albums at the Northcote Theatre. So I drove all the way up to Melbourne, saw them, and they came out on stage and said, "We are such and such," played 9 songs in a row, and then said, "It means so much to see you guys here tonight." Played another 9 songs and then went, "Thanks for coming, guys," and got off stage. Please tell me that you guys will actually have a bit of a chat and it'll be a bit of banter.
Look, of course we will. We're a pretty fun band. We don't sort of take ourselves super seriously in the live sense. Our shows are fun. They're fun and they're dynamic, and we'll have a bit more audience reaction, participation, and stuff like that.
As you mentioned, you do have that huge show at the Forum Theatre coming up in Melbourne. Then you're off to Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney on Grand Final night.
Our tour managers are Pies fan, so he's a bit concerned.
Oh. and
two, and I knew when he took this tour on, I was like, "You sure you want to do this tour? Are you sure?"
Well, two of the members of the band are big Pies fans as well.
That's correct. Yeah.
So this isn't great planning because I reckon they are going to be there on that day, but it'll be fantastic. Any thought on post that? Like, the band's got back together sort of, and obviously loving doing the live shows. Any more sort of plans in the...
Yeah, look, we're kicking around. We've got a bunch of music that we've sort of been working on over the last sort of 6-8 months. You know, it's not quite ready yet. Just these things take some time, and everyone sort of lives all over the globe. So, you know, there's a lot of emailing and that kind of thing to get things done. But, we have plans to keep working and carry on after. It's not just a one-off tour.
Good. Oh, good. Well, Mark, we know that you're a busy, busy man, and thank you for coming on and celebrating the bass player, because bass players never get recognised, you know, and we love slapping the bass, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank
That's
you.
It. And we had Ruddy from the Super Jesus on not too long, was it last week? And the week before that, Ian Burney from Birds of Tokyo. So we're just the bass show now. I will not interview any other band member except the bass player from now on.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Well, if you need any advice on who to speak to next, just give me a shout and I'll pass it on to my local bass player fraternity.
We'll organise
a weekly call.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, congratulations again on the great news and the well-deserved induction into the Hall of Fame, which will be announced officially at the ARIA Awards in November. But congratulations. Enjoy the show tonight.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Mark Wilson from Jet on KROQ 955. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. Hey, my oldest boy, Max, who's 10 years old, nearly 11, turning 11 in December, he's had a few issues over the years with his ears. One of those kids who's had lots of ear infections, everything like that. Mm. So from a young age, I reckon maybe 2 needed grommets. And a lot of parents would know that's in your ears, like little tiny, tiny tubes that just open up the airflow and make the pressure right within your ears to help do what the ears are supposed to do. But when the tubes haven't quite opened up as they should, you need grommets in the meantime. So great. As parents, we were like, oh, this is fantastic. Anyway, fast forward. He hasn't quite progressed from that as the years have gone by. On Monday, we needed to take Maxie in to get his 4th set of grommets.
That's full on.
Yeah. So under general anaesthetic, so you do have that awful thing of taking him in and seeing him go off to sleep, which Dodsy still can't watch. I always have to do that fun part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which and that's not having a crack at her. That's completely fair enough. I hate watching it. So 4th set of grommets. He got to the point, the reason why, his ears were so filled with fluid sort of behind the outer ear that he couldn't hear. He could not hear anything. We'd be talking to him, and if he was at all looking in a different direction, he just wouldn't hear what we're talking about at all. Amazingly, he does so well at school. Like, his teachers said, oh, we haven't noticed anything. He works really hard and concentrates. But I'm thinking he must be having to concentrate extra to take in what the teacher's saying, given all the extra noise, the outside noise
and
in a classroom.
And stuff like that probably as well.
Yeah. So we took him in and the ENT specialist, the surgeon who does it, we went and saw him and he just took one look and he's like, yep, we got to go again.
Go around again, yeah.
Got us in pretty quickly, which I really appreciated. In his own words, he goes, well, we've got to look after our frequent flyers.
I think you get the 5th set free, don't you? You got a card, Maxie, you punch.
Yeah. Maxie, you can do it. One more and we're all free. So he did that and the impact. So into hospital, pretty quick procedure. The nurses are just so beautiful. They are so caring and made him feel so wonderful. Looked after him. He came out of it, everything like that. A little bit groggy because he's coming out of an anaesthetic.
Yeah. Sure.
But we move on with the day and he bounced back so quickly, which was really, really cool. Get him home. But then we got some unintended consequences of the grommets and getting everything cleared out and all that.
Yeah.
He got home and he noticed he could hear and hear really well.
Oh.
Let's say, just for example, because he'd had the op. It was, we'll get you some burgers. His favourite burger place, Burger Inc. in Geelong.
Nice.
Said, I'll get you burgers. You know the wrapping, just the paper wrapping?
Yeah.
I'm taking that off his burger. And he's like, Dad, that's so loud.
The wrapping.
The paper wrapping is so loud. Dodsy and I are fist pumping. We're like, yes, yeah. This is awesome. And anyway, so the day or the night is progressing onwards, and it's fair to say, now both of you have met Henry, my second boy.
Love Henry.
A ball of energy.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of get up and go about him. Mm. We notice it, Dodsy and I. Max hasn't possibly noticed quite as much because of the hearing difficulties.
Oh, sure, right.
that night, Maxie's turned to us when Henry's in full flight and he's gone, hey, Dad, gee, Henry's loud, isn't he? Welcome to our world, Maxie. Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait till he catches up with Arnie Loggy. He's going to blow his head off.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
What TV theme?
He really played the intro.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he wouldn't.
Right. News can wait. What TV theme?
I thought Tim was coming in to yell at you and say news will not wait.
He can yell all he wants. What TV theme? What TV theme? It's not the game if we don't play the full intro, guys. What TV theme?
But we're running out of time.
What TV theme? We'll go around one more time. What TV theme? All right. It's the game that does what it says on the tin. What TV theme? I'll play little bits of TV theme songs. You tell me what TV show it is. Names of your buzzers.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Okay, ready to play. Tell me what TV theme is this?
From the studio.
Loggy. Oh, so much joy. Hey, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
From the studios of Channel 9, entertainment capital of the free world, and on relay around the globe through Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, Darwin, Perth, Adelaide, and Hobart. Welcome to another 2 hours of madcap, shady, unpredictable entertainment with Dax the Duck and the Dross on Hey Hey Saturday. And are you
so much going on there. I don't remember there being that much going on.
Oh,
big
I
intro.
Do.
Who was the voice? John Blackman?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well done, Log. That was the one I thought you'd be able to get, Lingy, so good on you, mate. Here we go. So that's 1 point to Log. What TV theme is this?
Here is a fact that may make you stop for a second. There are more captive tigers in the U.S. today
Lingy.
Than there are in the wild.
Loggy just, did you just nods at you and gestures.
Did you just arrogantly give that one to me? keep buying me some time while I think of...
No.
It's the Tiger King guy.
Yeah, that's I'm paying it. Tiger King. Good on you. All right, let's move on. We don't have time.
Okay.
Okay, this is the tiebreaker.
Oh, how did we get here?
The tension. Here we go. Yes, no,
maybe. Loggy.
Oh, I do know this.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes. Oh. Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, better intros in the show.
Wow.
Did you watch the show or just kind of get the vibe of the show?
Oh, no, I watched it a couple of times. I watched it a couple of times.
So Log won in a thriller, so that means that game continues on for another week.
I feel like she may be sort of making this happen. Like
no.
Extending it out a little bit. But good on you, Log.
My friend Cameron Ling is too good.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.